7. The different approaches to problem solving. B. Listen to Dominique, Carla, and Wayne talking about their personal concerns. How do they solve them? What type of problem solver is each person?
You see, I find making an expensive purchase quite difficult. Probably because I don't want to make a mistake and get stuck, especially for something that costs a lot of money, like a car. You see, when I bought my car, I knew I just couldn't go into a showroom and choose a car. No impulse purchases for me. I needed a lot of time to think it over and consider the options. So, I read consumer magazines to see how they rated their cars. I wanted to know the average prices and safety records of different cars. I mean, you never know. I also talked to people in the field who are knowledgeable. You know, the guy down the street who works in the garage. Oh, and also my brother-in-law. He's a car fanatic. And once I decided which one I liked, I finally went to the showroom to test drive the car. I suppose you could say that my approach takes a lot of time, but I feel secure in my decisions.
I'm in charge of hiring new staff for my department at work. I mean, several of us do the interviews, but I'm the person who gives the final approval. If I say no, then the person isn't hired. It's a lot of pressure. Sometimes I get stressed out about it. I have to admit that I hate to waste time making decisions. It's funny, my boss does it completely differently. She just likes to sit and think, you know, mull over the information and let the decision come to her. We have completely different styles. I think I've learned a lot from my previous mistakes. You just have to go with your instincts. That is, do what you think is best and then just hope that it works out. I mean, we all get strong feelings about things, and usually those feelings are right. The important thing is to act quickly. Up until now, I've been pretty lucky. The people I've hired have all worked out. No major problems so far.
When I have to make an important decision, I find I need to talk to a lot of people, get their input. If I have to do it myself, I get confused. It's like the more I think about something and consider all the options, the more frustrated I get. I could sit and analyze something forever. My friends say that I can always see both sides of everything, which makes it hard to decide on anything. You can imagine how irritated my friends must get. When I was deciding where to spend my long Christmas holidays last year, I asked everyone for help. Basically, what I did was pose this question. Where would you go in December if you had 3 weeks? I listened to all the answers and then made my decision. You might think I'm strange, but it worked. Based on everyone's advice, I went to Miami. I had an amazing vacation.